Okay, we're going to finish today the rules of Shvanah, Shvanach. I think that is basically relevant to what we're going to talk about. Today we're going to just to discuss what happens to Shva at the end of a word. Meaning, if you have words that would, you have examples of a Shva at the end of the word, which might be, according to the other rules we learned, might have been a Shvanah. The rule is that Shva at the end of the word will always be a Shva Nach. The reason for that is quite obvious, because we explained several million times that what a Shva Nach is a Shva that connects to the next sound. A Shva Nach finishes the previous syllable, right, and is connected to the letter before it, whereas a Shva Nach is going to be connected to the following letter, right? Is everybody clear on that? If not, doesn't matter. No, I'll say it again if everybody did not get it. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
That's the rule of Shvana. So we said the Shvana that connects the next letter has a sound to it, and it's pronounced Shavira or whatever it is. But that's the concept. Now, obviously, at the end of a word, it obviously is not connecting to anything next because there's no other letter in the word. So therefore, a Shva, by definition, has to be a Shvana. They are Shvana. It will be a resting Shva, even if other rules will apply to it. So take, for example, take the word Vayashk. Right, Vayashka Satsoin, he gave to drink. They gave to drink, they gave the sheep to drink. There's two Shva. Rule Aleph was the first letter of a word. So that's obviously not relevant here. But the second rule was when you have two Shvas, two consistent Shvas, the second will be a Shva Na, right? That was rule B. And that, for example, we have the word Vayashk, where we have two Shvas. So even though technically, according to the normal rules, the second will be a Shva Na, in this case it will be a Shva Na, because it's at the end of the word. Then, for example, we had rule four. Right, rule Gimel as a rule four was Dugish, right? A letter that has a Dugish in it will be a Shva Nach, like Mitzavacha. So, for example, we have the word Vayichad Yisroi, but it has a Dugish in the Dalet, right? So, therefore, technically, it should be Vayichadeh, but it can't be Vayichadeh because they would have to connect to something else, and at the end of the word is obviously going to be a Shva Nach. And today we're going to Shama'at Biti. Shama'at has a Dugish in the Taf, and therefore it is a Even though it has like in the Shva in the top, still since it's the end of the word, it will be a Shva Nach. And for example, we have examples of both things. For example, or Nered v'Charkoim or Yaftel Kim Yepes, we have both two consecutive Shvas and a Dalish and a Dalit. Doesn't matter. The fact is, at the end of a word, will always be a Shva Nach. Has everybody got that clear? Simple. Now, yeah, that, we said the
that
reason for this
because
just for the record, just because I have another second and I don't want to finish. I didn't time myself.
Hold 3 minutes.
It's up to 3 minutes.
Yes.
Just very quickly, there is an opinion in the Rishonim and could be the Taimonim that actually hold that that you actually do connect it to the next word, and take for example, Vayichad Yisroi. It's got to be read Vayichad Yisroi. Believe it or not. Trying to find, no? This you got to read the footnote to the book, because I'm just kind of, I have an extra minute here, so I'm just filling up something interesting. But there are opinions that actually hold that. And the word Shama'at Biti would be read Shama'at Biti. That would be the right way you read it. However, the consensus amongst all the Rishonim and whatever, I mean, most Rishonim and the Achronim is not that way, and always at the end of the word will be a Shva Nach. And basically with that, we've completed the practical rules of Shva Nach and Shva Nach, and Rishonim next year we'll start a new topic.
Thank you all for